We've got a lot of great stuff for you today. Learning about Windows Intune, System Center Configuration Manager, and that integration with Windows Intune. So for those of you who are System Center Configuration Manager folks, you can stay for this kind of the more of the second half of the day, so you know that that's coming up. But we've really integrated our day so that whether you're Intune or a Configuration Manager person, it's all here today.
Absolutely. So if we jump to the slide deck, let's get started with the jumpstart.
A little more about myself. I have been at Microsoft for over 10 years now. Surprising to say that. It's kind of weird. But nonetheless, I am just here to share the good news as an evangelist about all of Microsoft's products. And I have worked on a lot of different areas, specifically consumerization of IT, and there's, I think, last time I heard, 20 products or so related to that entire area. If you look at the whole story, there was a jumpstart I did quite a while ago on that, which is on MVA right now, around consumerization of IT. So that's me. If you want to tweet at DTZAR.
Okay, so over to me. So you're only a whippersnapper at 10 years, honestly.
Yeah.
So I've been in IT for about 25 years now, working with Microsoft since 96, I think it was. But for the last 2 years, I've been working solidly on Windows Intune, the product, as their technical product manager. So been really looking forward to today. Let's get this going. Let's get the word out there of what Windows Intune is. And with our new release, we're really extending it out there into the enterprise. So that's where we were going today.
All right. And then for this gives you the idea of the overall agenda that we have for the day, the different modules. Richard and I have made it so that the areas that do overlap, that are shared amongst both Intune and the Unified Configuration, we only present to you once. So you will be getting a lot of action-packed info here, lots of demos.
Absolutely. We've basically crammed 2 days into one, so we're really going to have to go for it today.
Yeah.
So if I start getting illegible or speeding up too much, then feel free to slow me down. But yes, you're basically getting two lots of training for one, where we're looking at the configuration that is cloud-only and the configuration that's brand new, which is this unified configuration. So we'll be taking you through that.
Okay, and who is this for? So, it's for partners as well as for IT professionals. Anybody who's interested in device or computer management, you would be served well by watching today. And then what are we suggesting that you have as a prerequisite? Just some familiarity with Windows 8 and basic kind of computer management tasks. So not a pretty low bar for today, but we are going to be getting into, 300 level type stuff. So join the MVA community. Well, this number is now updated because we have over 1 million registered users on MVA. And what I like to say is MVA is really great for any kind of structured learning experience for all kinds of products. So there's all kinds of tracks, all kinds of learning that you can have, even beyond Intune, all different types of products. Go check that out. And then for those of you who are competitive, right? So if you like to compete, MVA has a platform for that. You can have your scores compete against other folks in your country or global, right? You wanna have global domination, and these 50 MVA points will get you closer to that goal.
Absolutely. So let's kick off now with the first module of the day. This big picture with Windows Intune. So what we're gonna do now is really take a slightly bigger view of the configurations that we can run Windows Intune and how we got here today. We'll keep it nice and quick, but it sets the groundwork really for what we're talking about for the rest of the day. So in this module, we're going to kick off with this evolution piece and then focus on these new configurations. The cloud and the unified configuration is absolutely vital to understand that, so that when you sign up, you get the right configuration for your organization. And then finishing off with the new licensing options that have just become available and this geographic availability for this latest release, because we've extended now across the world this service. And I'm very pleased to see, actually, just looking at the questions queue already, that we've got people from all over the world signing in. So that's great to see that we're getting the support all over Europe, all over Asia, as well as the Americas.
Yep, and we have polls throughout the day, which are fun to keep it interactive. So make sure you fill those out.
Absolutely. Okay, so first slide. What I'd like to do here is just take a step back to see where we are today. We've basically got this situation now where we have both fully featured PCs and these smart devices, the BYOD devices that we've been talking about for a few years now. And what I've tried to do here is summarize the pros and cons of the platforms that kind of lead us to where we are today. So obviously, with the fully featured PCs, we've got an excellent feature set. It's manageable. It's highly scalable. It's very powerful in the capabilities that we can provide to all kinds of organizations. The security, I'm a CISSP, security is in my blood, so I'm very interested on the security side of things, so a mature security model and the ability to lock down the capabilities of devices to be able to do what I want them to do without exposing a necessary risk to an organization is vital. We have platform flexibility. So just in terms of the modality that we can deploy for either desktops, for laptops, slate devices, whatever it is, all on these fully featured PCs. However, there are downsides with this platform, and that has been the increasing complexity. It's taken people like us IT pros to be able to configure these things, to get them working exactly how we want. The costs are typically higher for this platform. You're paying for something that is very flexible and powerful, and therefore it's typically more expensive, and unfortunately also tends to lead to longer battery life. So what that has opened up over the last few years is the smart devices. And in this configuration, we've got almost the complete opposite in terms of the feature sets are deliberately somewhat limited. They're targeted at a specific role, and certainly for the first wave of smart devices, we were talking about, you know, the consumer platform primarily. The lack of standards, each OEM basically configures their platform how they see fit, and there's very little interoperability between them or even open standards in the first wave of these devices. And the platform, by its very nature, is a rigid design. So we need to make sure that we understand that as a limitation when it comes to deploying it ubiquitously across the organization. So that kind of thing has limited the adoption, certainly in the enterprises, for these larger devices. However, on the consumer side, we've seen a huge uptick and take in these devices. So the benefits of this, which is why we've seen it, is the setup is so straightforward. It's very simple, wizard-based, touch screens, really easy to get going. Typically, they're a lower-cost device, and the battery time on them, or battery life, is absolutely excellent. However, the reason I've called this slide out is because of the trends that we're seeing here. So you can see down the bottom on the fully featured side, the trend is these devices are getting cheaper and they're getting lighter with the new Ultrabooks that are coming out, with the Surface Pro device that's coming out. We've got a real change here that's addressing some of the concerns of the larger devices.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, just to bring that up, like, right, I have this Dell XPS 12, you know, this convertible laptop, it's an Ultrabook, and this has got about 8 hours of battery life. You know, it's 3.5 pounds. You start to see, I mean, this is a full-fledged PC, 256 gigs of RAM and a Core i7, so, you know, but it's all going to be merging, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So the trend on the other side, though, for the smart devices is that they're getting smarter. For every release, more and more features are being brought into the platforms that are out there. And consequently, they're getting a little more complex as well. And this is really the interesting area for me and the Windows Intune team. Because over the last few years, we've been speaking with lots of customers, been to lots of events, getting our management platform out there. And the single biggest criticism that we've had from customers for these smart devices is that lack of capability. So we found that they're coming to us saying, well, we thought that this platform was going to solve our solutions. When we actually came to implement it, we couldn't configure the security the way we wanted it. We couldn't integrate it with our existing platforms the way we wanted it. The app platform didn't support the capabilities that our developers wanted to put out there for the apps that we were working on. So more complexity is being added to add features, but the downside of that is, of course, that it then becomes more of a management task requirement. And that's really where we see ourselves going. So what's been happening for the early adopters of these smart platforms is they've been forced into this situation where they effectively have management silos. We have our fully featured management silo in the form of their enterprise management solution. We have PCs, servers, all being managed in those silos. and supporting their main business. But then for BYOD platforms, they've been going out and looking at specific mobile device management scenarios. And for that, they've gone to whatever product has hit their mark in terms of the capabilities and functionality. And that has typically meant that it's a brand new feature set, a brand new product. It doesn't integrate particularly well, maybe doesn't scale particularly well. So it's addressing their problem. And the way I think of this is it's really, it's a tactical decision. It's something they're doing right now to solve a problem. But over time, it's something that, as a silo typically is, it is going to hold them up. So moving forward, what we're trying to do with Windows Intune is we're trying to break those silos and create this unified management solution that will grow with your organization and with the platforms as they upgrade and replaced. So here we've got the evolution of Intune as a service, and we'll show exactly what I mean by this. So in our very first release back in April 2011, we were a PC management solution out in the marketplace. So we were cloud-based entirely, focusing on PC management. With the second release, we added in software deployment, which was a big ask to try and be able to deploy applications across the internet to wherever the devices are, whether they're CorpNet connected or not. And then with our third release, we made a big step in terms of addressing the mobile device features. So we extended our software publishing capabilities to both the iOS and the Android platform so that we could make these applications available to those devices and the users of those devices. We also integrated with EAS as a policy platform to put controls around the devices that are connecting to the organization. We also integrated on the back end with the Windows Azure Active Directory and the capabilities that that provided. So now we have a capability of linking with an on-premise AD through the Windows Azure AD, and that made it very much more scalable and manageable for organizations. And we'll be spending a lot of time talking about that today with David. Mm-hmm. So with this latest release, in December, we released the web component of this, which provided the Windows 8 support. It extended the mobile device platform to support Windows RT as well as Windows Phone 8. And we also introduced what we're calling direct management capabilities, so there's no longer a dependency on EAS. We still support it, but I'll be talking some more about why we went down that route and what benefits you get with that. And now in January, with the availability of System Center Configuration Manager Service Pack 1, we now bring all of that together to basically allow the service to be configured as a unified management platform to manage whatever platforms you wish in your organization. And that really takes us up to a scale that we've been looking to try and achieve since our launch. And will make a huge difference for organizations that are even up to 100,000 users to be able to manage their devices that are being brought in. So specifically, what's new in this this brand new release? So first and foremost, this unified management solution obviously is a game changer for Windows Intune. So we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about that and how you enable it, get it set up, and what it brings to your organization. But some other changes have also occurred. We switched from a per-device management model to a user management model. So this allows you in an organization to subscribe the user and whatever devices that are bringing into the organization, up to 5 devices per user account. So that makes a huge difference in terms of the costs you have to bear. Most users now, by all of the latest polls, have somewhere in the region of 3, 4, 5 devices. On their person or around them at any one time. So having a per-device management license is an expensive route. So we've switched from that down into user-based. We've heard that feedback loud and clear and implemented it. We've extended the client support to these new platforms in Windows RT and Windows Phone 8, as well as Windows 8, and as well as iOS and Android are still supported. This direct management model, I'll talk about the benefits of that in a little while, but that's definitely a key player here, because for the first time now, we are managing the devices directly without any dependency on another service. We've introduced this idea of a company portal application. So this is the company's face on the user's device, and it allows the organization to push out, make available applications for users on their devices that they can work with. Support for Windows Phone 8 as well as Windows 8 application sideloading, and we'll talk a lot about that today and what that actually means. But now we can wherever the devices are, make them available to the users, make applications available to the users so that they can download those and run them on their devices. We've also made some upgrades in the background to some of our wizards and our configuration, as well as how our policies operate on devices. All the way through the last 2 years, we're regularly getting feedback about the next policies and next settings, or individual kind of user feedback about some of the confusing areas. Where we're bridging the gap between this on-prem and in the cloud, there's always a kind of bit of confusion around, well, is this a cloud-based feature? Does it work in my browser the way I expect it to work with my on-prem configuration manager console, for example? So we're tweaking this as we go through as well. So those new features are in the product.
So one thing I want to bring up, this was a question that was on there, and we seem to be stressing the how large it scales to, but I think there's the other side of the aspect, which is, hey, small businesses that have a small number of users, you may not have any on-premise infrastructure, and you can just use, let's say, Windows Intune or the cloud-only solution and have just a handful of users and still have a lot of great capabilities.
Absolutely. And in fact, this next slide, I think, will address that directly. So with this new release, we have two configurations. We have the quick, the flexible, the Windows Intune cloud-based configuration or cloud-only configuration. So this can be deployed and has been deployed by many small organizations, partners helping small to medium-sized businesses as well. And it has zero requirement for on-prem infrastructure. So I did a demo actually at the partner conference last year where we started with a trial account, and inside of 1 hour while we were doing the presentation, we signed up for that trial account, we deployed directory synchronization, we integrated with Active Directory, we had our first devices joined in and consuming policy straight from the Intune configuration. So very, very quick, very easy to get this set up. The second configuration, though, this unified configuration, this is where the scale really starts to come in, because these are organizations that have already an investment in System Center, or they're scaling their existing on-prem management solution, and they want to take advantage of the System Center configuration management features. So by putting that platform down there, they can now extend into the cloud through this unified connector that we'll be talking about later to allow the management platform to bring whatever devices they're managing into one System Center configuration. And that one obviously does have an on-prem requirement. It's the best of breed, you know, enterprise management solution. Consequently, a lot of complexity and a lot of balance there for it to work with. So what capabilities does that bring? We have two configurations, the cloud management capability here. Across the top here, I've got the different platforms that are available to be managed with Windows Intune, from all the Windows PC-based platforms, Windows RT, Windows Phone, iOS, and Android. And then a kind of high-level view of the capabilities all the way down through the suite that we offer. And we'll be spending a lot of time looking at this through the rest of the day, so I won't leave you staring at these eye charts too long. And likewise for the unified configuration here, we've extended the platforms even more now. With on-prem, we support Windows Embedded, Windows To Go, Mac OS with the new SP1.
Yep.
And even more of an eye chart here. But you can see there's some additional features down here, including things like OS deployment that are very difficult to do across the internet, out-of-band management, power management capabilities, and software metering that don't come with the cloud-only configuration. So finally, we've got here these last couple of slides just to very quickly address the licensing changes that we've made. And I don't profess to being a licensing expert in any way, shape, or form for this. But fundamentally, what this means to your organization is you now can pick and choose the best licensing option that matches your scale of organization. If you are a small, medium business, you don't have an enterprise agreement or an open agreement with Microsoft, you can go straight to our direct channel through the web. You can sign up for a 30-day trial, and you can subscribe to the Intune service for around $6 a month. It came out eventually, per user. So that licenses you up to 5 devices for that user account. Now, obviously, this will localize into whatever region you have, so do check out your Windows Intune website to get the information. And that gives you rights to both the Windows Intune service and Configuration Manager with the System Center Endpoint Protection as well. So you can sign up for this and get going very quickly in a cloud configuration, or if you're in a smaller organization that does have System Center in place, you can integrate with that. Additionally, though, if you are a large organization, you already have an enterprise agreement, you can add on the Intune capabilities to that system center configuration for $4 a month per user. So that's that five devices. We can add those guys in. Then finally, if you want the SA option, which was the original option that we had with Windows Intune, you can still select that through the direct channel, through our web portal. It doesn't make so much sense for the larger organizations, as they will already have that as part of their EA, their or open agreement. So the SA component is a direct channel offering. So that covers the licensing. Do take a look at that in your local geo to see what the prices in each location equate to. But you have those three options now that you can work with. So finally, in this section, we've got this geographic availability. We really do have a worldwide service now. We've rolled it out across basically the same geos that are available for the Office 365 platform. We use the same data centers. And the highlighted geos here in blue are the new ones that are available right from this launch. Okay, so that takes us now to the end of that section. We're going to jump into the architectural design considerations for the next piece.
Yeah, so this was, I mean, this one and the next one are really mainly just decks and kind of giving you an overview of things and helping you decide a little bit on which solution would you want to go with. Obviously, there's integrated, you could choose either one, but if you're leaning more towards one or the other, the architecture section next will help you with that.